Time it is. This is when we can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you do not want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope, all ye who enter here.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
In the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, we have investigator Shelly Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, you're here pretty much every show, and you see what's happening in the world. You see how bizarre the acceleration of weird events has continued to become over the recent years. And, you know, I'm in a position where, fortunately, there is a barrier there most of the time between myself and the crazy public. I can come in here, do the show, slip away. It's all secretive when I'm here. There's a little buffer. You, on the other hand...
Yeah, I don't have that buffer.
You're accessible. Wright's Coin Shop is a sponsor of this program, and most days, we know exactly where you are. We know what your physical address is. We know what your phone number is. You're being targeted by a lot of the madness going on. How does that affect you?
Usually, I can just... kind of go with the flow. You know, we have wonderful people that come in and they're mostly normal and we get along great, do our business, everything's fine. Every once in a while you get people in and when they leave you're just kind of scratching your head like what just happened. But yeah, I have a few more crazies than usual.
Well, you're extremely busy all the time at Wright's Coin Shop.
Yes.
What are some no-nos? Things you don't want people to do that waste your time.
Oh, goodness, we really don't have time.
I mean, just, you know, because I'm sure that you're there to serve the customers.
I am, and I do my best, but I do have a business to help run with my
right.
family, and I have a lot of people that do come in to see me or do call me, and some of them, when they finally do get to see me, they're really not very happy that I'm not there all the time, or
right.
I can't talk to them on the phone all the time. I have day-to-day things that I have to do, and I'm happy to help anybody and be there, but I am only human.
Yeah, so be sensitive to the fact that when you do contact Shelly, she's slammed right now because things are going nuts. I mean, you guys, you can barely keep up with your business there.
Right, right.
And, I mean, is there anything that you want to tell us about what's happening at Wright's Coin Shop?
Well, actually, the biggest thing I'm very excited about is that next week we will be on our vacation. We always take the week of the 4th of July and close the shop down and leave. So, with that in mind, when we reopen on July the 9th, we're not going to have anything brand new. We won't have gone to coin shows and we wouldn't have, you know, be out seeking new coins or anything. We really did take a vacation from work. So, Yeah, we have a lot of stuff for you. We have a lot of new stuff that we're working up, but while we're on vacation, we won't be doing any coin stuff elsewhere. And so don't be disappointed if you come in on that Monday and we don't have anything brand spanking new that we got a hold of during that week.
Now, all that said, how do people find you? How do they call you?
All right. Call us at 828-298-5402 or come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And we do have kind of odd hours. We're open from 10:30 until 5:30. So if you call at 10 o'clock or 9:30, you're not going to get anybody. So don't think that we're closed. Just try us back a little bit later.
All right, that's 828-298-5402. Or, if you just want to pop up, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, between 10:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., but you guys are going to be on vacation for a little while, so it's best to call in advance and get that kind of information. All right, well, it is Dark 30, and do you have people who drop by your shop, Shelley, who just want to sell you, like, Girl Scout cookies and strawberries and just, you know, the random person who comes wandering in who wants to solicit something?
Yes.
How often does that happen?
Not quite as often as it did when we were on Tunnel Road across from the Asheville Mall, but it does happen, and you wonder, how in the world do these people decide they want to wander into my business and sell me some kind of cleaner or honey or something?
Has anybody ever come in there and offered you chocolate-covered almonds?
No.
Okay, it might be... Now, obviously, we're in North Carolina.
Right.
But it might be a good idea, if you were offered chocolate-covered almonds, to think twice about it. And the reason is, I have this story here from Manitoba, Canada. So that's a long ways off. But, you know, it's funny. We read the news, but sometimes people hear the news and it gives them ideas. And that's one of the unfortunate things about the way the media works, right, like we were talking about with the bath salts. So, according to this news story here, a couple of eighth grade students were on a Canadian school trip, like a field trip. And one of the students on the field trip came to these other students and said, "Hey, here are some delicious chocolate-covered almonds. Try these out." So one of the kids, a 13-year-old, started eating the almonds and realized quickly this didn't taste right. Turns out these were moose droppings.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to find a lot of moose droppings in Western North Carolina. But the kids are laughing, saying, "Oh, it was a big joke." But these students who were duped into eating moose droppings, they're not happy about this. One student said, "I put it in my mouth, I took a bite out of it, and then everybody started laughing at me. So I went to my tent and started crying." Oddly enough, one of the staff members attempted to convince this kid that moose droppings are actually nutritious, or at least harmless, because moose only eat grass.
If I were one of those kids, I would totally have beaten somebody up.
Well, a moose expert has claimed that that's bad advice, that, you know, these things can carry harmful parasites and whatever. So this kid was mortified. It said, this is one of those little, like, grungy details, quote, "It got stuck in my braces."
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. "Went down to the water to brush my teeth." Blah, blah, blah. So, basically, you know, again, probably not advice you need to be that concerned about in most places, but if you are a Canadian listener, now that the word is out, don't eat chocolate-covered almonds, quote-unquote chocolate-covered almonds, unless you know where they came from. But I imagine you'll know pretty quickly when you bite into it what you're getting. Yeah. Okay, let's go to New Jersey now. An elderly man in New Jersey has been arrested. He got into an argument with his neighbor. Apparently, this man, 72 years old, had had an ongoing dispute with his neighbor for some time. And then finally he pulled out a gun and was ready to pretty much kill this neighbor. The cops showed up. They were able to stop the impending violence. And they asked the guy, the old man, 72 years old, why were you going to shoot this other person? And he said, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. He walked right in front of my house, right in front of my door, and he farted. So after, I mean, that was it. That was the last thing. He heard the rumble. He maybe even felt the vibration. But he said, I wasn't threatening him with the gun. But everybody else who was there was like, yeah, that's what it was. He was going to kill him over farting on his doorstep. See how sensitive people are?
Yes.
Now, again, we don't know what led up to that. But is that good enough to be that straw to break the camel's back?
Sometimes it can be the least little thing.
I mean, it'd be one thing if he was like, he was trespassing. You know, he was on my property. But no, it was the fart that did it. New Jersey. Very stressed out situation there. Let's see. And by the way, I've got this stack of Dark 30 stories. I haven't read most of this stuff in advance, so we're going through this together. Here's a story from... I got to stop. There we go. St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's see. A man who is listed as a student in jail records decided shortly before 2 a.m. to strip down completely naked and go jumping around and frolicking in a public fountain. And so police officers arrived on the scene, and they have charged him with exposing his organs and cocaine possession. Once you get deep enough into the story, the little detail emerges, and you know, I must say, I have a very open mind when it comes to legalizing and decriminalizing drugs. But over and over again, when we read stories about people that are just flipping out, they're on a drug. Now, I'm not saying that the drug being criminalized is going to change. Obviously, it doesn't matter because the drugs are illegal and still people are taking them and doing these things. So it's two separate issues. But what I can say is that, yeah, sometimes taking a drug, especially in a public environment, it's just not a good idea. Okay, we're coming up on our first break here of the Dark 30 Hour. And I have a story. Gosh, it's another one from Florida. And it's about a guy who went into a Walgreens. And I found out something about Walgreens that I didn't even know. Maybe I'm a prude, but I'll tell you when we get back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. Dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Stranger. it's a dark night.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour. This is the hour of the show when we deliver to you some of the more outrageous and controversial and often offensive news, sensitive matters. So, you know, it's not for the kiddies. Turn off the radio if there are kids around, if you have some sensitive individuals, if you're easily offended, just turn it off. You know, come back here atop the next hour. But, you know, we're not making these stories up. If you have any doubt of that, go to speakingofstrange.com, visit our Facebook page, and you'll be able to see for yourself what the sources are for these stories. It's just incredible the amount that are coming in. And while you're on the net, don't forget that the show is brought to you in large part by the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. And we also have the new Sunshine Simple Junior. It's a lightweight model that produces about 400 watts and perfect for camping, or if you just want, you know, something a little more, a little smaller and more compact, go look at the free video, check it out, see why that it's been so popular, why that, you know, you don't need to go out and buy some big heavy bulky generator that's not going to be any good if you don't have gas or oil. There are no moving parts, it's silent, it's clean, it's green. Go to sunshinesimple.com. Here is a story from Süderlugum Deutschland. It's about a shop that decided to have a grand opening with a novel idea. This is something that you could probably only get away with in Germany. I'm trying to see what kind of shop this is. I don't even think it says. Just, oh, okay, a supermarket. Okay, there you go. A grocery store. So, this German grocery store has a grand opening. They decide they need a gimmick to attract customers, as pretty much everybody does when you're going to have a grand opening. And so, apparently, they publicized that they would treat the first 100 shoppers to $276 worth of free items there, okay? I'm imagining it's, you know, it's an odd number, but maybe that's because we're converting it into American dollars here. $276 worth of items to the first 100 people if they came butt naked. Got to show up naked. Otherwise, you're disqualified.
Whose bright idea was that?
Not a sandal, not a shoe.
Holy crap.
Don't even wear your glasses.
Put your eyes out.
100% birthday suit.
Ew.
Well, you don't know. I mean, it could be.
Oh, yes. Yes. I can imagine. Uh-huh.
So are you saying that if we said right now, and we're not saying that.
No, we are not saying that.
You know where I'm going.
I'm, yes.
If we said, if you go to Wright's Coin Shop, butt naked.
Do not show up at my shop with your goodies hanging out.
Shelly will give you something.
Uh-uh.
Now, again, we're not saying this, but would you be offended, Shelly, if I said that if somebody shows up butt naked at Wright's Coin Shop, then I would give them, like, an autographed copy of The Secret Wisdom of Kukulkan. Would you think that were a bad idea if I were to say that?
Yes, because I don't want to see just anybody naked.
So, hypothetically, we can't take a lesson from Germany and invite people to show up nude at Wright's Coin Shop.
I'm thinking that we can take a lesson from Germany in what not to do.
Well, you know what? They said, they thought maybe 10 people might take them up on this. Over 200 naked people showed up and just came piling in. They said that they were waiting outside. There was a crowd of naked people.
And this is outside a what?
A supermarket.
Okay, ew. Ew. You know, you're not supposed to go into grocery stores here without your shirt and your shoes.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Just the opposite
it's
here.
It's just understood. It's just...
Well, wasn't there like a snake at Walmart or somewhere one time that like bit somebody in the lettuce? Does that ring a bell?
No.
Okay, well, never mind then. Okay. You don't want to get bit on the most vulnerable parts of your body. Anyway, snake story. So they had to usher people into the grocery store in groups of 20 just to keep some order, they said. They knew it was more than 200, but they kind of lost count.
I would never shop at that grocery store again, ever. Ew.
Well, but where do you know, or how do you know where the food came from to begin with, though? You know,
I'm not thinking about the food. I'm thinking about the people that are going into the grocery store for the food.
People smuggle nasty things around in their bodies, as we know. So, so we will not ask people to show up for a prize naked at Wright's Coin Shop. But if you ever decided to do such a thing...
Which you would never...
You should look at this Deutschland story as a model that you could... I mean, they've done mad business since that, you know. I mean, there are people who showed up there who probably would have never gone there. I mean, just to watch the naked people in addition to the naked people.
Uh-huh.
So you could have a madhouse outside of Wright's Coin Shop. Just, I mean, a huge... The media would be there. Helicopters would be firing... They'd be shooting down. You'd make national news.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I think we could think of something a little bit better than that.
Okay, folks, we are not advocating that.
Do not show up at my shop naked. Please do not do this.
Now, do you shop at Walgreens?
No.
Really?
Not usually. You've got those... Isn't it Walgreens that has those little... metal bumpy things outside the front entrance that it hurts to walk over? Your shoes?
Forrest, do you know what Shelly's talking about here? Metal
is it Walgreens that has that right outside the front entrance? They've got this whole little... You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know. And Forrest, it looks completely...
Okay, next time I'll just snap a picture and show you guys. But, okay, no, not usually, but sometimes...
Well, this story kind of surprised me, and this is a story from Palm Bay, Florida. We might be breaking a record tonight for Florida stories. A man is in trouble because, headline says here, this is from The Smoking Gun, that he went to Walgreens and stole an adult toy. And I read this and I thought, adult toy?
In Walgreens?
In Walgreens. Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting there like trying to figure out, like, is this something that was meant to be an adult toy? Is this a pool noodle? I mean, what are we talking about here? What did this guy take from Walgreens?
Or maybe they can carry those things at Walgreens in Florida that they can't in North Carolina?
Well, I don't know, but it got specific here. A man went into the Walgreens, and apparently he went to a shelf and swiped something called a Trojan Twister. Forrest, no, you're blank look, Shelley. No, none of us. I can imagine what that is, but I don't know. And maybe they're available everywhere, and I just haven't been looking for Trojan Twisters. Maybe
yeah,
I will know.
It hasn't been on my grocery list.
And see, that's what they should be selling at the grand opening of the German grocery store.
That's it. Yeah.
So anyway, cops were summoned to the Walgreens after a worker saw the man pick up this device and head into the store's bathroom with the battery-powered unit. And then he, quote, heard noise consistent with the packaging of the merchandise being opened. The clerk confronted the man when he came out of the bathroom, and the suspect allegedly just bolted from the store, tossed the product in the garbage can. Okay, Forrest just brought up a graphic. Yep, I was right. That's what I thought it was. We're going to take a break. When we come back, another story about something weird that has happened in a grocery store. I'm sorry. This is a drugstore. CVS this time. We've moved from Walgreens to CVS. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Don't touch that dial.
Some men need some killer weed. Some men need cocaine. Some men need some cactus juice to purify the brain. Some men need a woman. Some need alcohol. Everybody needs a little something, but Lord, I need it all to get my rocks on. Get my rocks on. Get my rocks off a mountain and roll them on down the hill.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, you know, this is the time when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the more controversial and outrageous news stories that have been making their way across the planet here. All we're doing is sharing them with you. If you're easily offended, if there are kiddies around, you know, not for you. Okay, just come back here. Top of the hour, and who knows, you'll probably have a more family-oriented experience, but this is, you know, it's Dark 30. By the way, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, that's my personal website, no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, click the link there to the Wishing Machine, little radionics device. It's a box with knobs on it, and I can't adequately explain it to you right now, but click the link, watch the video about the Wishing Machine, and you'll see why this thing is so popular that people have bought it all over the world. Wishing Machine Radionics Box there at joshuapwarren.com. Before the break, we were talking about things, or a thing, at Walgreens that you wouldn't expect to see. In fact, during the break, producer Forrest here brought up a photograph of the object in question. It's what I thought it was, and I don't know if they sell it there or not, locally.
I'm going to say no. In North Carolina.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no.
You seem like you have some first-hand knowledge of whether or not this is available?
Well, these things are kind of regulated in North Carolina, and you have to go to special places and show your ID and be buzzed in.
So you know all this. Yeah,
I am just full of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know how it works in Houston, Texas, but apparently the ice cream there is fantastic.
Uh-oh.
A
little special something in their ice cream.
Well, at a CVS store, a woman was found naked, just sitting there, naked, in the aisle at CVS, just shoveling ice cream into her mouth. And, of course, people, staff members and whatnot, they came out here. They see this woman sitting there just oblivious to anything except the joy of shoveling ice cream into her naked body. And, well, you seem like you can relate to this.
No, I was going to say perhaps right now we should tell the listeners that they should implement a buddy system so that they don't go into drugstores and take all their clothes off and do anything they wouldn't want to, you know, be painfully reminded of on the evening news.
Well, as it turns out, when the staff reported to cops that they had a naked woman sitting there just in ecstasy, you know, just indulging in whatever ice cream she wanted, cops said, maybe that's who we're looking for. Because apparently earlier in the night, her car had collided with a Metro bus. And the worst part of all this is that when she wrecked the car, apparently, and while she was afterward in CVS eating ice cream naked, kids were in the car. So the whole night she'd had kids with her. These were her kids. And so this woman has been obviously charged with endangering her children. Children have been turned over to a grandmother. And they say that police have yet to figure out what caused the woman's strange behavior. But, you know, if you've gotten really drunk or whatever, I mean, you know, you get the munchies at some point sometimes.
Yes.
Maybe that's all it is. Maybe the woman, but this is, I don't know, but I've never gotten drunk and then gotten naked and wrecked my car and gone to CVS and just raided the ice cream.
No, I can honestly say I have never done that either.
But I can understand why in a fantasy land somebody might see that as the pinnacle of ecstasy. That would be nirvana at a certain moment in time. Forrest? Okay, fine. How about this one? Speaking of how the brain works, Google has created an artificial brain. Now, this is from the Daily Mail in the UK, and this is a little bit difficult to understand, so let me give you my interpretation of this. Google created an artificial computer brain that has 16,000 processors, so it's creating what they say is a brain-style neural network. And so they took this artificial brain and they hooked it up to the internet and just sat back and watched to see what it was going to do. And you know what this brain did? It immediately started watching cat videos.
Boss says go to other different sites.
It started looking at cat videos. They say that this, it knew what a cat was and it likes cats. And so it's just sitting here watching cat videos. Now, you know, Mobius sent this to me, and we're like, come on, a woman had to design this thing. There had to, because if it was a man, it'd be watching porn. Right? It would have gone straight.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so, of course. If we designed it, we'd design a porn-watching android brain. But no, it goes and watches cats instead. That tells you something about the way that neuroscience works. You can work that out for yourself. Next story from Miami, Florida. A 400-pound woman decided to strip naked while she sat on a bus bench. Woman was arrested and charged with exposure of organs. What a term that is, huh? Exposing your organs. And initially held on a $100 bond. $100. It might be worth paying that. The woman, who is currently homeless, claims she was only trying to put on a different outfit. She said, quote, "That's why I was changing my clothes on the bus bench. I don't have anywhere else to stay but bus benches." So she wasn't on the bus. She was at the bench waiting for the bus.
Oh, that just makes it so much better.
Yeah, and but they're saying they don't think that this is the first offense of this kind this woman has done. I know this is really cruel, so I won't make any jokes about Florida, 400-pound woman, manatees, whales, none of that. I won't go there.
Good.
Okay, let's move on. Norcross, Georgia, in a bookstore, a man, this was Barnes & Noble, supposedly, a man walked into the bookstore, and he looked over and he saw a 20-year-old woman sitting there perusing the magazines. And then all of a sudden, the man began shouting, "She's the one. She's the one." That's bad news. At that point, he grabbed her and started dragging her out of the bookstore. Says, as she was being dragged toward the door, customers saw this. They heard her screaming, and they intervened. And he was repeating, "She is the one. It's meant to be. It's meant to be." Well, the guy said that, well, okay, after the staff and other people, customers, were able to get the woman away from him, he just fled. He ran away, and he's not been captured yet. So they say that there are stories about maybe this man doing a similar thing around town. So they're afraid he might have a pattern here. They have a description. He has brownish skin, black hair. He's balding, about 5'9", in his 20s or 30s. He was wearing khaki shorts and a white shirt. So if you encounter this man, call 911.
Noted.
She's the one. Would you be flattered by that, Shelley?
No.
She's the one.
No.
There she is.
She's the one.
It's meant to be. Bartlesville, Oklahoma. A woman in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, went to a tanning salon, and she took her 15-year-old son with her. And apparently while they were waiting to go back, there was another woman there, an older lady, who starts flirting with the 15-year-old son. So anyway, at some point later on in the sessions here, the woman realized that her son is gone. Turns out she found the 15-year-old in a tanning booth with the other lady. You keeping up with that? And you can imagine what was about to go down. So there was a big fight, big confrontation. And the other woman says, "Hey, I was just giving him a kiss. Nothing wrong with that." We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last stories of tonight's Dark 30 Hour. I'll tell you a story that's probably going to tick off a lot of you from Austria. And then we have something from Arizona. And then finally, one that seems strangely fitting tonight from China. The last three stories of tonight when we come back. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. We're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. It's the Dark 30 Hour. And as always, you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear the most outrageous stories. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. And let me also remind you that next week we're going to have a best of some kind for you, so we can take a little break, all of us here, and enjoy some vacation time and whatnot for the holiday. So this first story is one that all you ladies are just going to love. It's from Austria. A couple in their 20s got married. They had a big traditional wedding with the family from the bride and the groom there, as usual. And then they had a big reception afterward. At one point, the father of the bride walked into the middle of the party, said, "Stop the music." He got the microphone and told everybody, "Party's over, go home." And of course, everybody was shocked, and they were, "What's going on? Is he had a little too much to drink, or, you know, wasn't he?" Turns out the reason the father did that was about 5 minutes before, he had walked into one of the little private back areas of the reception room and found the groom engaged with a waitress serving at the reception. Yeah. So, just to reiterate, the father of the bride caught his new son-in-law doing something with a waitress at the wedding reception on location. Yeah.
Scumbag.
Well, obviously, the bride wants a divorce, but according to Austrian law, she has to wait at least 6 months to split. That's one of the conditions. You can't do a Britney Spears.
Can't do an annulment, because... Yeah.
I guess not. Yeah, 27-year-old groom. Yeah, I can imagine the wrath that that guy is going to endure. Story number two takes us to Chandler, Arizona. And let me just read the first sentence of this news story as it was actually printed at ArizonaCentral.com. This is a news story, and just reading it verbatim, it says, "A Chandler man is accused of taking a huge dump on the floor of a Walmart store Tuesday after trying to steal a beer bottle," Chandler police said. Now, I've read a lot of news stories, and I don't think I have ever seen a news story use the phrase "huge dump."
How did I get past the editor?
I don't know. He didn't just take a dump. He took a huge dump. Who is qualifying this? What are we comparing this to? I mean, usually it'd be like, even then it'd be a little out there to be like, well, you know, a man is accused of defecating in a public place after blah, blah, blah. No. Man took a huge dump on the floor of Walmart. 56 years old. And the thing is, they said it was about 5 p.m. He walked into Walmart, they say. He grabbed a beer bottle and then just walked out of the store without paying. A loss prevention officer stopped the man and brought him back inside. At that point, the man started yelling at the officer and then finally just said, "Fine." Pulls his pants down, squats, and takes a huge dump in front of everybody. So the guy has been he's been arrested for defecating in public, indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, loitering, and shoplifting, according to the court document.
I think that before they arrested him, you know, put the handcuffs on him, I think they should have made him clean up his mess.
Maybe they did. Ugh. Treat him like a dog, stuff his nose in it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm for that.
And lastly, a story here from China. And this is very, very weird. I'm not sure what to think of it. It comes from the Huffington Post. In a Chinese village, there were some people drilling a well. So they get down, you know, I don't know how deep, but, you know, they're in the process of drilling a well, and they encountered a strange object that their drill bit hit. So anyway, they extracted this thing, and they called local media and said they thought they had discovered some type of new and rare fungus. They said, quote, it has an eye and a nose. We don't know what it is. Looks kind of like a mushroom of some kind. So the news station came. They looked into it. They covered it. They said, this is no fungus. This is an adult toy. It's an artificial female part that's mushroom-shaped. Nobody can figure out how they mistook that for a fungus or how in the world it got deep in the ground for well drillers to hit. They struck something, but it wasn't water. Hey, that's it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Kuka, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Tune in next time. In the meantime, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. You are commanded!